Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love.
That's Alabama right there, 8:39 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 43 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. If you want to be in the know with what's happening around here, well, you don't have to wonder because we have the very awesome Lori Williams from Rock Hill PR.
That twice now.
What? That's what I put in here.
Wait, that's the problem. It's Lori Helms.
I thought you said Lori Williams earlier.
Sorry, Lori Helms.
Patty.
Okay. That was deliberate. That was not a slip of the tongue. I just don't know your last name, apparently. Okay. I got you, girl.
You cracked me
Lori
up.
Helms. Right here. Don't be confused with Lori Williams. You're not a no-show.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing we all like Patty, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah.
We love her so much.
I just got to go back and change my search, too, because I did a search for Lori Helms.
You must know somebody that had that name. And
I think I went to school with a Lori. There's a Lori Williams all throughout my calendar here. So apparently I've been calling you this for like 4 years now. So my mind is blown. Your name's Helms? Okay, got you.
All right.
Well, Lori Helms is her name. PRT is her game.
No, I
like that.
You like that one?
Yep. I like that.
All right.
That's true.
Awesome.
Okay.
She's with Rock Hill.
I'm embarrassed.
PRT. It's okay. We're among friends.
I'm hurt.
It's nothing like making a mistake.
I would never do that intentionally.
Thousands of
people all over the world. www.wrhi.com. Okay,
Lori
go.
Doesn't care.
I'm good.
She's good.
I'm the only one that would be bothered, and I'm fine. Good gracious.
She's great.
All right, let's talk about the farmers. Let's talk about Patty Smith. Let's talk about the farmers market.
Yeah, it's back.
You know it's spring when the market opens, so we are excited about it. It's, again, at Legal Remedy. It's the fourth annual farmers market there, and it starts this Saturday, 8 to noon, and goes every Saturday through November. So we're so lucky to have that. Yeah, you can get a list of vendors if you want to see that, only in oldtown.com. And also on Facebook, Old Town Farmers Market SC. But over 20 vendors are planned. You're going to find your produce, meats, cheese, eggs, flowers, honey, baked goods, my favorite. Get some sweet snacks there. So, so check that out starting this Saturday.
We love that. It's very successful. They were able to do it last year as well, pretty successfully, too.
Oh, yeah,
so that's
fantastic. It's been great. It's been great. So, yeah. Mm. So next I want to talk about Bark at the Park.
Yeah.
So this is an event we have coming up May 1st at Emmett Scott Center on Crawford Road. The event itself will be from 1 to 4, lots of fun stuff. There we'll have vendors there, pet-related and some not pet-related. We'll have pet adoption. We'll have a pet parade, some contests, which will be fun. So you can bring your dog and enter them into the contest.
So cute.
Yeah, so that'll be great. But we're also still looking for vendors. We have some spots for vendors right now. So if you're interested in that, you want to call over to the Emmett Scott Center, 329-5662, and talk with our staff there, and they can get you involved in that. So, and let me mention some of the contests that we'll be having. Mm-hmm. The cutest dog, the best dressed, the loudest shout, which I guess means a bark, right? Yeah. I think that's a bark. And then this one's cute. Unique, not ugly.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
I got that.
Isn't
that
right.
Don't hurt anybody's feelings.
That's right. Even our fur babies. And this is a free event?
Yes, it is.
Oh, great.
And we are asking folks to wear masks. Sure. So, so that's May 1st from 1 to 4.
Okay.
We'll talk about it again next time I'm here, but want to let vendors know there's still an opportunity for about another week or so to get involved with that. So,
Lori Helms is with Rock Hill PRT. She comes once a month to tell us what we can do to fill up our fun calendar at home.
Yeah, and we're planning on summer, of course. It's time to do that. And first, I will mention the city pools. We do plan to have those open this summer, so we're looking forward to that. We were not able to last year, so anyway, that is in the process. Lifeguards are getting hired and all that kind of thing. So that's exciting. And we'll be announcing that opening date. It's usually Well, it's usually in June, right after school's out, but school's going late this year, isn't it? So
you might be pushing up against July.
Exactly, but stay tuned for that date. As far as summer camps go, we are starting to take some registration for some of the athletic camps. We'll have tennis camp. That registration starts April 1st. Volleyball camp will be starting registration soon. The dates for that are June 7th through 10th, and that will be after school. Flag football, that registration will start May 3rd. And then we've got some of the others that we usually have. We'll be having camps as well, just don't have information quite yet. Soccer, BMX, art camps, nature outdoor camps, and then we do have some full summer programs for somebody that needs essentially child care, a great safe place for their child to be and have fun activities during the summer. So just keep an eye on the website, cityofrockhill.com/PRT, for that information.
Can you imagine if we were kids again? I'd be like, yes, 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 yes. No, I would do everything.
I would just give mom and dad this.
Yep.
And to your
point,
I want all of it.
Well, yeah, and absolutely. and these are pretty much week-long camps. And a lot of them, especially the outdoors, are like Monday through Thursday mornings because it gets pretty hot around here. Then Friday is sort of a day if there's a weather issue, then Friday ends up being the makeup day. So, yeah, you could do a different sport or art or something like every week if you wanted. So
much fun.
Yeah.
Good
absolutely.
Times.
Absolutely. And the other thing I want to talk about is I know you have had – there's been so much excitement about Miracle Park, and you've interviewed some of the folks involved in the fundraising there, and that's just been a tremendous effort. But Miracle League is one of the programs that will be there and programmed by Parks, Recreation, and Tourism Department, and that is baseball for children and adults with mental or physical disabilities. And right now, we're just trying to survey the interest of the community because that league happens with a lot of community input. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to build a database. We want to see who's out there that is interested in playing, volunteering, being a buddy, a sponsor, a coach. And so we're just trying to get that information together and get a database so we can reach out. So you can take a quick interest survey. For yourself, or if you have a child that's interested, you can do it for them as well. Surveys at cityofrockhill.com/PRT. And you're just looking for the Miracle League survey. And just takes a couple of minutes just to get some contact information and see what you're interested in helping with.
This is not, if you fill out the survey, this is not you committing. It's just, to your point, creating a database.
Yeah.
So it gives you guys some direction like, wow, we've got a lot of interest, or maybe
right.
we need to sit out a year and kind of build up the interest in the park some more.
And that way when we've got, when we're ready to put a league together, we know who to email or call or whatever about players and anybody that we would need to volunteer to help, to coach or whatever. We feel like we know a lot of folks out there just because a lot of people are already participating in our therapeutic recreation programming. But there are a lot of others out there that we may not know about yet. So,
do you know if this league would travel to other cities, or would it just be based in Rock Hill? Would the games be at Rock Hill?
Yeah, I'm not sure how that would be set up at this point.
Okay.
But I'm sure that when we get further along in the process, we can have some of our staff that would be involved with Miracle League come and talk about that.
Nice.
So,
yeah,
this is kind of a starting point.
Yeah, so again, building that database. So if this is interesting to you or interested to you, Miracle League interest or Miracle League interest survey is what it is.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
All right, Lori Helms or Lori Williams, whatever alias you go by.
Wait, I can't. You can call me anything. You can call me Jimmy. Just don't call me. Wait. Not,
just tell me coming late to dinner. Is
just
usually,
don't call me
that's
late.
That's right.
For dinner.
Yeah. I've heard that.
That one.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
My name is Jimmy. I'll take what you give me.
Yeah.
Is your favorite one, and so is Congressman Ralph Norman's favorite one. Boy, nothing happens to me. I know where all the bodies are buried.
I learn so much when I'm here. Thank you both.
Well, likewise.
We try.
You give us factual information. We just provide a couple of jokes here and there.
Yes.
All right.
Good humor. Thank you.
Lori Helms with Rock Hill PRT,
as
always, friend.
Now.
Thank you so much.
Okay.